This week on Minnesota Native News, the EPA has its say in the state's environmental review of two oil pipelines, state officials float a new policy to protect wild rice, and the Minnesota-based movie Res Comedy is in its final stages.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The National Environmental Protection Agency recently weighed in on Minnesota's environmental review of two oil pipeline projects. The proposed Sandpiper Pipeline and the Line 3 Pipeline Replacement Project would both run through pristine lands in the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with an EPA representative about the agency's role in the state's review.
Ken Westlake is the EPA's Chief of Policy Implementation for Region 5. He says the EPA rarely weighs in on these state-level decisions.
It is not common for us to comment on a state lead project, but in this case, we thought that was a wise move.
A wise move because there's been such controversy over the two projects, and because the two pipelines would impact what he calls high-quality environmental assets.
We think that those environmental impacts need to be thoroughly analyzed.
Westlake's recommendations to the state mirror many that have been voiced by Ojibwe tribal officials and Honor the Earth, a Native-led environmental organization based in northern Minnesota. In a letter to Minnesota officials, the EPA's Westlake recommends they consult with tribal governments and indigenous organizations about the tribal treaty resources and ceded territories. These resources include fish, wildlife, plants, including wild rice. This is a tricky one since at the state level, there's been much conflict over what rights Native people specifically retain on ceded lands. EPA Chief Ken Westlake emphasizes that the permits for these pipelines are not issued by his agency, the EPA. They're issued by the state of Minnesota and by the National Army Corps of Engineers.
Our involvement or our engagement on these two pipeline projects is really very minor, and our comments are advisory.
That said, the National EPA does have the authority to reject a permit issued by the Corps of Engineers.
So you'd have to have some egregious environmental circumstance that could not be remedied through project modification or mitigation.
This has happened only 13 times in the last 44 years, and never for an oil pipeline project. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Two Ojibwe comedians from northern Minnesota are one step closer to making a dream come true. John Roberts and Robert Fairbanks raised over $10,000 on a crowdfunding website to finish their movie, Res Comedy. John Roberts is from Red Lake.
It's really overwhelming. You know, I didn't know we could get this much support. A couple of kids from the Res, you know, trying to make a movie, but the community is really coming out for this, and that's pretty humbling to me. You know, I didn't expect to get this far, really.
Trying to go to Hollywood.
Headed that way, might as well.
The movie is about a road trip. Over 12 days, the duo travels from Red Lake to Hollywood, California. They stopped at reservations along the way to do stand-up with other Native comedians. Their goal is to encourage more Native comedy and to get more people laughing. State pollution control officials are one step closer to setting a new water quality standard aimed at protecting wild rice waters and satisfying the mining industry. Last year, state pollution officials threw out the 40-year-old standard limiting sulfate in waterways that support wild rice. They drafted a new policy outlining a way to monitor sulfide, iron, and organic carbon levels instead of just sulfate. Environmentalists criticized the move, saying it was based on bogus science and would be difficult to actually pull off. On July 19th, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency released a new document they say takes into account all these criticisms. Shannon Lotthammer is with the agency.
There's been additional research done, and so that's what we're looking at addressing through this revision to the wild rice sulfate standard.
The new draft policy also identifies the specific wild rice waters where water quality would be monitored. Lotthammer says there have been a number of meetings with tribes, and the Pollution Control Agency is scheduling another meeting with tribal representatives to discuss the new draft policy. The public is also welcome to comment on the draft. This is Minnesota Native News.